Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Caribbean Islands, Antigua, Jamaica. Good morning, the United States. Good morning, Africa. Welcome to another day of my weekly podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. Thank God for another day that He has bestowed on us so that we could be alive this morning. Every day above ground is a beautiful day. Thus said Neon Pitbull. Every day above ground is a great day. So we're just going to thank God for life. This is Dr. Yurita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness and COVID and All Finances. Yay, there's two books out there with my name on it. Thank God, He is so wonderful. I never thought I'd be an author. Now I have two books. COVID and All Finances is my latest book. It's in a form of an ebook. It's on my website. It's a free download. My website is www.taylorcounselingservices.com. Please log on to my website and download a free copy. I'm talking about finances. COVID has attacked our finances drastically, and a lot of us are still without jobs. A lot of us are struggling to get back to where we can pay our bills and put aside two pennies. So that's what that book is about. It's about using coupons. It's about omitting the vending machines that are charging up to three times the amount for items that we can get much cheaper in the supermarket. We're talking about couples who are being destroyed, who are going separate ways, because finances, they're struggling financially. So I'm talking about having joint bank accounts to save on the fees that we'll charge for overdraft. I'm talking about where to shop, when to spend your money, point system. And last and not least, the greatest savings is on taxes. So you might want to go on my website and download that book and see how it can be of use to you, because every dollar saved is a dollar less borrowed. So today we're going to talk about how we can encourage others to save. The activity is the last thing listed in my ebook, where I have a group of, there's 26 of us. Last week it was 25. One more added. I'm sorry. I said 25. Now I'm at 26. And that's okay. We're going to encourage each other to save some money. We're going to save $40 every month to start. So we're going to start with weekly pay. When you get paid weekly, you save $10, $20. Some of my participants have made me feel so much joy, and I am thankful. Thank you. Some of them have already put aside the money. What they have done is contact HR and have HR take the money out directly. Or some have, when they gotten paid, pulled the entire amount and put it aside. That is a form of encouragement, everyone. We're encouraging others that though we think that we cannot save any money, that we can. So when we put aside that money now, we're left with whatever else we have. So that unnecessary pocketbook, that unnecessary jacket, that unnecessary pair of shoes, the buying and the vending machines, we can omit all of that just to save some money. Because what? A dollar saved is a dollar less borrowed. And the days where our paycheck is not making it throughout the entire week or 2 weeks, now our paychecks can stretch a little bit farther, because guess what? We're going to quit smoking. Cigarettes is an average of $7 to $8. Multiply that by two packs. Even if you do two packs, that's more than your $10 a week. So we're going to cut back on the alcohol drinking, the excessive drinking, where we're spending all this money buying a case of beer. We're going to cut back on weed usage. We're going to cut back on all our drugs. All the necessary things we're going to cut back on to help us save some money. We were not meant to put on earth. God did not put us on earth for us to struggle financially. He said He will provide all of our needs. We are not living the way we're supposed to, because everything we see, we want. And half of the times, it's not even things that we should have. So let's try to change our mindset. I have said that a couple of times. We need to change our mindset. We need to think, when we get paycheck, we're going to save and we're going to spend. If we're just spending, we're not doing it correctly. Listeners, my favorite basketball team, the Warriors, they have this team quote: there is strength in numbers. And that's one of the thing that encouraged me to do this as a group activity where everyone is trying to save their money. So we're going to do that because there's strength in numbers. And as we come together as a group, we're going to encourage each other. We can do this. We can save some money. We can get rid of those bad habits. We can get rid of making the rich richer and the poor poorer. So rather than give up all our money unnecessarily, we're going to try to hold on to that extra $10, that extra $20. And we don't have to spend it because what? Not everything we see, we should have. There's some things that we can do without. So today, I want to encourage each of you to keep moving, keep striving, keep believing, keep the faith, keep looking to God. Don't stop believing that your change will come. Yes, your financial change will come, but we have to develop better habits. Don't give up on the things in your life. Don't give up on the people in your life. Don't give up on love. Don't stop when things look bad. Though it might look like, you know what, I paid all my bills and I have $10 left, save it. Because guess what? One of the things in the book is talking about giving back. God loves a cheerful giver. So when we go to church, we're not making the pastor wear the best suit he can wear. We are giving to God. So we need to give back. So that's the idea of the book. We're going to save. And then we're going to give back. We're going to give God the best of us. Some people say 10%. You might not be able to give 10%, but whatever you give cheerfully because you're giving to God. And as you give to God, God is going to bless your giving. He's going to bless you because he's seen that you're giving and you're giving from your heart. So we're going to save and we're going to give back. And then we're going to try to help others who are less fortunate than we are. And we can do this. We can. Life is about helping others. It's about encouraging others. So I just want to thank those of you who have already participated, who have already saved your money. You're making me feel motivated. Now I need to go put aside my money. I haven't done that yet. But listeners, thank you for participating. So we're going to try to encourage each other as we go forward. Remember to download my ebook from the website, www.taylorcounselingservices.com. And we just want to move forward with a different mindset. Father God, thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you that we're able to look at our finances and make a change. You did not put us here to struggle. You did not put us here to buy all those things that are killing us slowly on the inside, dear God. Father God, you want us to live a life of bountiful happiness, joy, peace. And most of all, you want us to be able to encourage each other, love each other, and give back. So as we continue to save, dear God, as we start saving, as we move forward with a different mindset to save, then we're going to give back to you, dear God. Because the ultimate thing is to give back to you to show that we are grateful, that we are thankful. So we look forward to doing that, dear God. Father God, I just want to give you all the praise and the glory for this beautiful day that you have made. In Jesus' name I pray. Listeners, as we go forward with a different mindset, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in every week. Thank you for saving the money and continue to encourage each other because that's what we need. We need to continue to encourage each other because we can do this and we will do this. Have a blessed day. God bless you. Thanks.